But I don't want to get off on the wrong foot with you boys. Yardie's boys have never minded a drink or two, so why should you? After all, I give a little, you give a little. Right?
JB turned to go before he gave in to the temptation to smack the traitor in the mouth, but Ryan stayed him with a hand on the arm.
Won't do any harm, JB.
Okay.
The barman gave them two measures of the Ville's special brew. JB took his and wandered away, leaving Ryan with Conroy.
Your friend don't like me much.
Maybe he's just got things on his mind.
Right. I heard you call him JB.
Yeah, you did.
That would be JB Dix, would it?
Depends on who wants to know.
Right. A one-eyed man and a guy with glasses called JB. You Ryan Carter, you must be.
And if I am?
If you are, then I've heard a lot about you. You want to leave this place, go back to what you know?
And that would be?
You know, I reckon that every businessman on the road has probably heard stories of Trader and his crew. Richest, smartest there was, until he disappeared. And what a crew! The one-eyed man was the meanest, smartest fucker in the whole of the wastes. And the guy with the glasses, JB, the one they call the Armorer, who supposedly knew more about blasters, plastics, and grens than any man who ever lived. Hell, than any two men who ever lived.
You've given us a good build-up.
Only truth, as I've heard it. Listen, Ryan Carter, you must know that I hire from trip to trip. That's because I've never found anyone I can trust to handle set and keep their shit together. I mean, just look at these assholes.
Yeah?
Well, fuck it. They deserve to party hard after this trip, but they're just mercies. Never found any yet that I could keep on between trips and trust not to try and rip me off or get themselves chilled. These are good boys for action if you pay them. But basically, well, they're scum, right?
And me and JB aren't?
Oh, you're class of a different kind. Look, we leave tomorrow. Come with us, you and the Armorer. I know he ain't taking to me, but I don't give a shit about popularity contests anyway.
It won't bother him any either. Maybe we will at that. I'll talk to JB, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll drink to that. Hey, shithead, another round!
Coming right up, fuckface!
Ryan took the drink from the trader. He had no intention of making the rendezvous, but it could be useful cover. If the Baron and Yardie thought they were leaving with Conroy, then their absence wouldn't be associated with trying to find the gate. Meanwhile, on the far side of the bar, JB was talking to a sec man, Rudolph, whom he'd seen only recently.
Yeah, I was through here only a couple weeks back.
Yeah, Rudolph?
Yeah, I was riding with a convoy that had come across from the west, a trader called Malloy. He was supposed to meet up with Trader Malone down on the coast, some pest hole little ville called Godot. But before we even got that far, he got into trouble with his Baron Estragon asshole, who claimed Malloy was trying to rip him off.
But that shit happens all the time.
Yeah, that was the problem, wasn't it? Malloy really was trying to rip Estragon, which was a fucking triple-stoop dumbass thing to do when you reckon on Estragon having just about the biggest stockpile of weaponry between here and the coast.
So what did you do?
Only thing we could, JB. Me and some of the other boys, we jumped ship. Got the fuck out as fast as possible. And ended up trying to get work in the nearest ville, which is where I picked up with Conroy's crew. He pays well, and he gets rich by being hard but honest. Surest way for a trader to get chilled is to cheat. Play hard, but play fair if you want to survive, right?
I'll go along with that, man.
Right. And besides, it landed us back here mighty quick. And this is just about the best damn ville in the whole goddamn land when it comes to getting drunk and getting laid.
Rudolph downed the rest of his brew and banged his glass down on the table in front of him. He blinked slowly, heavily, then sat, missing his chair and falling to the floor.
Oh! Oh, shit.
Here, Rudolph, let me help you. What the...
The sec man's skin was cold and clammy to the touch, although his face was flushed.
You feeling okay?
I should be able to take my liquor better than that.
JB examined him in the light. The man's face was flushed, but not from alcohol. There were also signs of a rash on his forehead and under the growth of beard on his cheeks and chin. The armorer grabbed Rudolph's arm and pulled up his shirt.
Hey, get yourself a slut!
The man stopped dead when he saw the beginnings of pustules running up the inside of his forearm.
Well, what the hell are those?
You say you were through here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah? Why?
I think you better come with me, my friend.
Where to?
JB led him out of the bar. Ryan, catching his friend's eye as he moved past, made his excuses to Conroy and left the trader, joining JB outside.
Trouble?
JB said nothing, but rolled up Rudolph's sleeve. In the harsh glare of the bar's neon sign, it was easier for the two men to see the full extent of the infection.
Fireblast. Mildred's not going to like this.
What the fuck is it?
We have a friend who can explain it to you better, Rudolph. This is where we move, right, Ryan?
Triple share on that, buddy.
Ryan was right. Mildred was far from happy when they let in the infected sec man.
Doc, go get Hector, and now.
Most certainly, madam.
Hector entered the med building in Doc's wake and was grim-faced as Mildred showed him the infected sec man.
If he's been carrying this to other vills...
No time to worry about that now. You need to get Robertson in on this right now. If outsiders are getting it, then not only is it being spread across the land, but your vill stands right in the line of fire for reprisals, because it isn't going to take this boy's employer long to figure out what's happening.
Shit. All hell could break loose. You're right, Mildred. I should go now.
The healer turned and left. Mildred looked stonily at Ryan.
I think it's time.
Yeah, you're right. Christy, go and get Jack and Dean, and get them to gather everything, then come over here, triple fast. We're leaving right now.
All right, lover.
Should we abandon them right now, Ryan? They will most definitely need our assistance.
They won't need anyone's assistance unless we get moving and find the gate, see what they know.
It seemed like hours, but had to have been only a matter of minutes before Christy returned with Jack, Dean, and their belongings.
Any chance you were seen?
No chance. Time to take care.
The one-eyed man nodded, then outlined the situation to the group. The knowledge that Hector was talking to Robertson would be incendiary. Chaos would soon break loose. This was their chance to slip away unnoticed. The offer Trader Conroy had made Ryan and JB would only add to any confusion that would come once their departure was noticed. Their escape route wouldn't be easy. They wanted to go to the southwest, and the med building was situated to the east of the ville. They'd have to negotiate their way around the edge of the ville without being noticed by the sec patrols. Fate smiled on the companions once more. With Ryan and JB now gone from the main drag, the bar sec was reduced, particularly the area where Conroy and his crew had taken over one bar for the night. The hired mercies had been drinking for several hours and had pleasured themselves with the prostitutes they'd hired. The women were used to just about any kind of debauchery, but when one of the mercies began to wave a broken bottle around and suggested its use to one of the women as part of a floor show, she could see herself not getting out alive and retaliated by grabbing a bottle herself and breaking it over his head. Blood streaming, the sec man pulled a remade Walther PPK and chilled her on the spot. The sight of one of their compatriots being chilled made the other sluts forget they'd been hired and attack the other men. Before too long, the bar had become a battleground, with the fight spilling out onto the drag. A bar sec patrol who knew Ryan and JB should have been on duty went to what they assumed to be their assistants. They found themselves embroiled in a pitched battle that was already starting to attract revelers from other bars who were spoiling for a fight. It was only a short while before word got back to Yardy, forcing the fat sec man onto the ville streets.
Aw, shit! What the fuck are One Eye and Four Eyes up to? Lieutenant, pull half the sector patrols in post. Get him in here now before we get out fought.
Yeah, sure. What about the Baron? He wanted to see you.
Fuck! What the hell's going on here tonight? And where the fuck are Ryan and JB when they should be handling this?
The companions distributed their belongings among themselves, took a few precious moments to check their blasters, and set off from the med building. Jack and Dean knew the outskirts of the ville better than the others, who had been confined mostly to the med building or the main drag during their stay in Crossroads, and guided them through the residential areas and past the tilled fields.
Sounds like Conroy's boys got a little boisterous.
Yeah, shame we weren't there to stop it.
Wait.
Jack indicated they should get into the shadowed cover afforded by some of the dwellings. They melted back into the shadows, as three sec men came running past them.
Jesus, what the hell's going on?
Man, I don't give a shit. I just want to go back to sleep.
Well, that is most interesting. I would assume from...